Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the New York Knicks and the Orlando Magic. New York comes in with a record of 42-32, Magic are 30-43. Over their last 10, Knicks 5-5 have lost 2 in a row, while Orlando is 4-6 over that span and won their last game. Here are the numbers. New York averages 115.4 a game and surrenders 112.8, while Orlando scores 111.7 and allows 114.4. Turnovers 15 per game by the Magic, 12 per night by the Knicks. New York is 46.6% from the field, while Orlando is 47.1. Three-point shooting, 34.6% by the Magic, 34.9% by the Knicks. New York, 76.8% from the free throw line, while Orlando is 78.7% from the stripe. Bench scoring, a strength for Orlando all year, 36.1 points per game, not so much for the Knicks at just 29.9 points per game from their second squad. This is the third time this year these two teams are playing. The Knicks have won the first two games. They are the road team in this one. Jalen Suggs is out for the hometown Magic, while the Knicks come in healthy. And the expectation is that the Knicks will find a way to win this game. They've lost two in a row. Orlando is a below-average team, well below-average team, 13 games below 500 at that. And I expect the Knicks to take advantage of that and get their third win in as many tries against this Magic squad. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Knicks and Magic coming up. We'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer with Stacking NBA with a betting preview between the New York Knicks and the Orlando Magic. The lines are currently open and it favors the New York Knicks on the road, sitting at 2.5 in the spread with the over-under of 230. Now, when we look at these two teams in the offensive end, right now the Knicks are currently right in the middle of the pack when it comes to points per game, averaging just a little bit over 115 points. Now, while Orlando, on the other hand, are currently ranked 26 right now, averaging 111.7 points, they're also a little bit below the middle of the pack when it comes to points allowed on the defensive end. They right now are currently averaging and allowing 114.4 points, while the Knicks right now are just outside that top 10, averaging just a little bit over and allowing 112 points. Now, if you add this all up right now, you're looking at the under in this game, and I would consider taking the under. If you look at their last four meetings head-to-head, the under's been favored 4-0, and if you want to take it just to Orlando, the under has been favored overall 4-1 in that category. So I would definitely consider and lean towards taking the under in this game. One player I'm going to take the over on is Julius Randle. I mean, he's been on a tear right now. This man has been averaging a little bit over 28 points a game over his last 10-game span. And right now, the player props are currently sitting at 26.5. Now, I know he had 22 points against Orlando last time, but I would ignore that because of what he's been trending lately. So I would definitely lean and take the over on Julius Randle. I would also take the over on the rebounding numbers right now. It's sitting pretty low at 8.5. I know he hasn't been really doing too well with the rebounding numbers over his 10-game span, but the last time he played against Orlando, he did have 14 rebounds. This is a team that's struggling a little bit offensively, so expect a lot more misses. So that means a lot more rebound opportunities for Julius Randle. So I would definitely lean and take the over on the rebounding numbers for Julius Randle. Now, when it comes to this overall spread right now, I do like the Knicks here. Right now, if you look at their last five road games, the Knicks has been 4-1 against the spread versus losing record teams, which the Orlando Magic do have. So I would definitely would lean towards the spread towards the Knicks in this one, and I would take the under in this game as well. That's our look at the New York Knicks and the Orlando Magic. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking NBA.